Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Final hour of the week here. And then we got a whole damn week talking about your Miami Hurricanes in the mother bleeping national championship game, dude. Winners last night over Ole Miss in a thriller. This has been an incredible run. What a time to be alive right now. Get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Duralkia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Duralkia. Visit us at Duralkia or at Duralkia.com. Triple B, big balls back yesterday. 268 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, and a go-ahead touchdown run. He got the offensive player of the game from Verbo, who Mario Cristobal had zero time for on his stage. He's like, would you mind leaving your stage? He doesn't like the suits on his stage. I agree with him.
No.
Does anybody like those suits on the stage? Is it really necessary?
No, you know what I keep thinking of? And his name? Right? Like, everybody shouldn't be up there.
No. Like, and, Dolores, we need you to go up there and give a speech about the trophy. And she was like a deer in headlights. She goes, well, everybody, the Verbo.
I mean,
which means if she's uncomfortable, just don't make her do it.
It's the first time she's probably had to do this in front of millions.
Listen, usually what happens is one of the announcers or the guys who do the game will go up, congratulate the team, and then they'll say, and so-and-so from Verbo are presenting the trophy. That's it. No comments.
Right.
The professional speaker is speaking.
No, look, I'm not going to book
it's not going to make me go book a vacation Verbo right now.
I do like your commercials. I love the Nick Saban commercials. I think they're genius. The idea of Nick Saban as your landlord is hilarious, or your Verbo host.
It's hilarious.
It's 2:55.
They're all cuddling in the hot tub and he's sitting across from them.
Puts a limit on the showers.
5-minute showers. This is not a spa.
Those are great commercials. Just play that. You don't. Why can't Nick Saban represent Verbo?
Why can't Nick Saban give the trophy?
Yeah. Why? You know, like, I don't understand why they need to put her up there with that ugly blazer, and they're like, you know, this is where we do it. But I will say that trophy is crazy. Like, I was talking to Brittany about this. I was like, do you like that trophy? I couldn't figure it out, and then the guy's just like, hey, check it out, dude. The gold ball detaches. I was like, whoa, this thing has trinkets? This is crazy.
I gotta tell you, in all the championships that have been played for, if you win a college football championship, you leave with, like, so much hardware.
Yeah, dude.
Forget just the little crystal ball at the end. But every time you win a bowl game, they give a big old trophy.
By the way, I've thought this entire week that the Fiesta Bowl was still sponsored by Tostitos, and it apparently hasn't been the sponsor for 10 years.
Yeah, dude, we talked about this yesterday.
I was telling these
guys. I mean, we just call it that.
Yeah.
I still call it the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
I thought I was coming in this week. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll bring in some tortilla chips. Makes no sense. It's the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. Dr. Pepper, though, is the sponsor for the championship. Easy. Easy. Tonight is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Get it right. Do they have the cow up there?
Can I just tell you, in the history of bowls, because I'm familiar with all these bowls, like, the biggest bowls were Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Peach Bowl, like, I don't know how they got into it, because you don't mention Peach Bowl in the same breath with Rose Bowl.
No, Peach Bowl's a secondary bowl.
But they found their way in. They've been in the playoff the whole time.
No, I know. They found their way in. I don't know how that was.
Right. Atlanta needed something.
Atlanta. It has more to do with Atlanta, right?
Yeah, because New Orleans has the Sugar Bowl, even though that – but Atlanta's been trying to get something. You know, the SEC
Cali has
game.
The Rose Bowl, which is the granddaddy of them all.
And that might be moving from Pasadena.
So what? It
rains one time?
Yeah. They're trying
no,
to move.
You can't. The Rose Bowl is a staple.
Guess what? So was the Orange Bowl.
But they still play the Orange Bowl.
Right. But they don't play it in the stadium that it was. The Rose Bowl will be the Rose Bowl. Just won't be.
No, the Rose Bowl is the, like.
Listen, UCLA's not even trying to play in the Rose Bowl.
We can't take away
anymore.
Leroy's plaque. They got to move it.
Well, now, nah, Leroy, they're going to move your plaque. Yeah, they're trying to move it into SoFi now.
Enough of SoFi.
The SoFi Rose Bowl?
They could call it the Rose Bowl, just play it in SoFi.
The Rose is here, brought to you by Verbo.
How you can't? I mean, the Rose Bowl parade is not the same if it's not in.
Well, I feel like you've been to. Well, you probably been to the Rose Bowl parade. No, there's no way you could have been at the Rose Bowl parade because you had the game.
Did you ever go to the Rose Bowl parade after playing?
No, it's beforehand.
So then,
it's the same as before the game.
I didn't know if you get brought back as an MVP of the Rose Bowl. I didn't know if you got brought
back. I've been
back.
Brought back, but when they bring you, when you bring you back to do the unveiling, they it's not, you know, like a parade or nothing. They do it like right in front of the wall.
Danny wants to chime in. Hello, Danny.
Yo.
What's
this
up?
This is Dan from Columbus. How's it going?
It's good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a question for Tobes.
Hey.
It's a Miami Heat question, and there's a little follow-up question.
Fair enough.
So I watched your trade ideas video the other day, and I happened to notice Tyler Hero is in basically all of them.
Whoa.
Are you out on Tyler Hero?
Whoa. Hey, dude. I don't think that's all of them. Wow, hold on. Was he in all of them?
Almost. I'm pretty sure about maybe all of them except for one.
Interesting. Well, you know, in trades, math has to work, you know. So I was doing big trades with the Terry Rozier contract. And, you know, it just happened to work out that way. You know, you have to have the math. It had nothing to do with Tyler Hero. I mean, you know, they
nothing
do have
to do with Tyler, even though Norman's probably going to be about the same player.
Well, you know, is he the same player? I don't know. That's hard to say. You know, I wouldn't know. I haven't seen Tyler Hero on the court very much this year, so it's nothing against Tyler Hero. I was just like, well, I'm, you know.
You know what I like? I like this guy. You know why?
Why?
You know why he calmly stepped into it, and Toby was paying attention. Then all of a sudden, Toby got the look like, uh-oh.
Cut him off.
Let's see. I had one trade. I had Wiggins and Terry Rozier.
Whoa. Hold on. What are we doing with Wiggins?
I think you were not here for that one, Leroy.
Dude, yeah.
Leroy, let me.
And we told you about
Leroy.
This.
Leroy.
He's been trying to trade Wiggins since I was gone?
No, Leroy, he's always been trying to trade Wiggins.
I'm not trying to trade anybody.
Leroy, but it's a way Leroy gets all, like, petrified. This guy's been always trying to trade Wiggins. Your favorite players are gone.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Wiggs, man. He's got some high value right now.
Yeah, well, my idea there was to trade for Anthony Davis, but guess what happened last night?
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, inevitably. Hey, you want to hear my follow-up question?
Yes, I would like.
I don't think you're going to give me the truth about Hero.
I feel like I did give you the truth. I mean,
no,
you know, this is
right.
All right.
Welcome to my world.
Interesting. What is your, go ahead, Dan. What is your second follow-up question?
My follow-up question is, this year's kind of a year of discovery, as they've been calling it. You know, we've got all these exciting young players that we want to develop, but we also have a big commitment to Bam Adebayo. You know, we brought in Norm. Those two are besties now. Tyler Hero has not been looking happy lately, for obvious reasons, and that's because, you know, he's not eligible for awards. He's watching the team do well without him, and then when he's on the floor, they forget how to play basketball. So I was wondering what direction you would like to see Miami go in. Do you want to see them kind of move youth around for a star player like John Morant?
Interesting.
Or are you trying to keep the youth?
Wow. I think these are interesting questions, Dan, and I have to think about them. But I will think that over, and then
lying.
It break, will, right?
Why don't you make a video on it? I'll watch.
Maybe I will.
You
hard
are
to say.
Such a fraud.
What do you mean, dude? Why do what? I have to decide?
The way you answered both of his questions.
One. Yes, and then stopped on that. You.
I mean.
I have never met a man who gets caught and then always try to cover his ass. You like
a fraud.
Spit it out.
What?
You know what you would do. Totally, you know how you feel.
His mind during those questions was like this, trying to find out how to lie.
Oh, my goodness. Tobin, that, you know what was great about that?
Because
I would have lost my mind. I would have been loud. I would have been all over the place. I would have been Stephen A. on you, right? Because catching you. He's like, and I would like to follow up on that. I'm like,
I didn't realize I was hosting a press conference here.
And the questions.
Apologize for hanging up on him.
I didn't hang up on him. I just I got to think it over. I didn't have an answer for him.
Oh,
what direction do I want
to? Hey, that's what he does.
What was the question again? The question.
No, you know what the damn question
was. The question
was.
Again? What direction do
he
I want to go in?
You've always been grateful for the youth. You talk about the youth or whatever. Why are you trying to hawk him to get a player?
I'm not trying to. Right now, there's not really a guy out there that I think I want that much other than Anthony Edwards. If it was Anthony Edwards, I'd give up everything I could.
How many players have you tossed out there in the trade room?
Well,
you talk about Trey.
The reason
I had to fight you over Trey.
I wanted to get a pick.
You would have taken Trey on your
I wanted to get a pick. I wanted to get a pick. Okay. So there was that.
You got to play with a guard gnome.
Here's the thing. I did the Terry Rozier thing. Because the Heat opted to keep Terry Rozier's contract and not opt out of it to save some money, which made me go, what are they working on? And then I just perused the trade machine and thought about, who could they get with this extra money? And if I paired that money with somebody, say, in this example, I use Tyler Hero frequently, but it has nothing to do with Tyler Hero. It was just the math. And so
I'm sure he would take it that way, too.
I don't know how he would
take
it.
His name is up on all of your trade requests.
I don't know. I don't know how he would take it.
And you think, he's just Tobin just trying to figure something out.
It really has nothing to do. I mean, Tyler here is a perfectly fine young man. I have nothing. Very talented basketball player. Wish he would play a little bit more. But, you know, feet are tough. Feet are tricky.
Every time he's played, they've looked awful.
That's your words, not mine. But, you know, I wouldn't exactly counter
that
point.
That's facts.
I wouldn't counter that point. And
I'm
so
not, I'm not making it. Am I giving an opinion or am I stating facts?
So when I threw out there the potential,
just ignore him. He just blew up.
If I threw out the potential of Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, and a first round pick for Trey Murphy and Zion Williamson, you know, I was just, you know,
why do you want Zion?
I mean, I just dunks, dude. I mean, it would be fun, but
dude,
then
like if you had the perfect team, the team that you wanted,
right?
You know how bad this team would be.
Don't know.
Do you understand how bad this team would be?
Here's the thing.
You understand how bad this team was getting? If we got every player that you got all warm and fuzzy about, it would be terrible.
We'd be champions if we had
Dame. Hurt, or somebody would be in trouble off the field.
Well, I mean, there's nothing. Hold on. Let's say in trouble. There's nothing wrong with being horny. That's just what Zion's vice is. Okay.
And what about Ja?
He horny too.
He's horny for guns.
With a gun trigger.
He likes weapons.
Do you not? Have you been around this organization?
Right.
You think they signed up for that foolishness?
I don't know what they signed up for.
You do know.
By the way, they took before the game was canceled yesterday. You know what happened? Eric Spoelstra took Khalil Ware out of the starting lineup for Tyler Hero.
Oh, he was bitching? After that,
I don't know. I don't know if there was complaints. I just know that
Ira question. He was like,
that was the decision. So Tyler Hero.
Wait, he benched.
He was going to start yesterday. It was Khalil was going to start on the bench again because Tyler was kind of being frosty after the last game.
Well, Vucevic is supposed to play. And he owns – he kind
of –
Does he own Bam? Like, he'd be busting Bam's ass.
He hasn't been busting anybody. All he's been doing is cracking jokes. Vucevic is washed.
You know
dude.
What? And here's what the, here's what the comments would have been. He hasn't done nothing all the time. And all of a sudden, he come in, and now he's playing like he's the greatest big in the league.
Sounds like what he said on Tuesday after Rudy Gobert busted Bam's ass.
He did. Well,
he don't bust nobody's ass, but you made it a point to say – second game in three in 4 days that Rudy Gobert.
Well, he shut down. He shut him down more than he busted his ass.
I mean, he had 14.
Bam points. Busted his own ass because his jump shot's busted right now. Shooting like the third little pig out there. House full of bricks.
You do know that Ja Morant's field goal percentage and shooting has waned.
I always wonder.
He doesn't know. That's. Dude, you know what? He wants NBA players like you give ring protection.
I'm done giving ring protection. 15 years,
you're giving ring protection. If a guy had a great year 5 years ago, he's still talking about I want him.
I didn't even say that I want him. All I said was interesting. You guys are jumping to conclusions, and I feel attacked.
What the hell does trade machine
as
mean?
You should.
I feel attacked.
As you should.
You lie. After the fact, you lie. Why are you lying, Tobin?
I didn't say I wanted Ja Morant. I didn't say I was interested in Ja Morant. All I did was read a Shams Charania tweet, and you guys jump at me. You're not a safe space.
Wait, you've never in previous shows have shown an interest in Ja Morant.
Exactly.
Don't let me operate.
Answer that question.
I don't. Have before.
What question?
See, here we go. This is how
can't
he
even
does
keep
it.
Up.
This
you know,
how he does it.
There's so many attacks.
At no point in time, at any time in this show, that you got all excited about the possibility of having Ja Morant, and me and you argued about it. It's not that hard.
I didn't say that I wanted him. I merely read a tweet.
You got in a fist fight in the studio over Ja Morant.
I merely read a tweet. You know, he's got apologizing to do. He called Khalil Ware a pigeon. I don't know that that's going to work. Ja Morant, Andrew Wiggins, swap them out. You think that the Heat have a better record with Andrew Wiggins? Be honest, Posh.
Yes. Here's why. Because Wiggins plays on both sides of the ball.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
You live.
Isn't that evidence of your fawning over Ja Morant?
That was preseason before the year started.
Oh, my goodness.
Pre-committed Andrew Wiggins. The facts have changed. The facts have changed.
Tobin's a fraud.
You're the worst.
What?
Tobin's a show.
What do you mean?
We've already gotten nominated for our last segment, by the way.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. One of the reasons why I get so upset with Tobin, right, and you guys call me Debbie Downer, and you call me I'm ruining the party. It's because this guy lies.
I'm not a liar. What?
You are.
This is ridiculous.
One week we'll be having something, we'll be fighting over something, and then the next week when I bring it up again, he'll say, I didn't say that. You misinterpreted my words. See, you, no.
You do misinterpret my words. Are you assuming
really?
What I think?
I want Ja Morant. How can I confuse those words?
I told you. I've.
Wait, please. Explain to me, how did I confuse? I want Ja Morant. Give me the
I didn't say I wanted Ja Morant. I said,
you
just,
said,
I said, would they be a better team if you swapped Wiggins for Morant?
For the life of all that is true and holy, just take the zero.
No, I'm not going to be pigeonholed into something that I did not do.
You're the one who wanted Ja Morant. All
initially,
of us disagreed.
Initially. But Norman Powell changed me. See?
Really?
Told you.
No!
Told you.
Well, that confirms that you initially wanted Ja Morant.
And by the way, I just.
Whoa! Did you just hear that?
You cut it off. You cut it off. You didn't let me finish. So I am what I am, and I want Ja Morant. And by the way, I just.
You trading Lil Jovic for Ja? See?
I got to talk about it. He was playing bad at that time, though.
Dude.
He was playing really
we have
bad.
Clips of you.
Really bad.
Tobin.
Really bad.
Tobin, we have.
That's now three.
Wait. Three? I got seven.
Seven.
Well, I've got seven of them.
There's more? We got to go to break. We have to be
Is this what you said?
give me Ja Morant.
You sure that's me?
You sure?
What is that, AI?
You sure I said that?
Artificial Tobin?
What do you mean? give me him to what?
Wait, come on the show. We have video too.
Oh my God. He said, you sure that's me? That is
Wait.
Just take the L.
Take the L, buddy.
Take the L.
Take the L.
Maybe I'll take a J and an A.
Clip that too.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.